Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Odds are you rarely use spices when cooking. Think about it. Maybe use cinnamon for baking, but I have to tell you, when I lived in Istanbul, I learned what I had been missing for years. Spices really spice up your meals. The cumin was the one that stood out for me and still does. Adds such scintillating flavor and significant nutrients. Most people don't know that, but you're going to find out today. They are nutrient-packed to the foods that you serve your family and your friends. And now you go from blah to brilliant recipes. And just with a sprinkle this, sprinkle that. Carolina, I know you grew up in Brazil. Are spices commonly used there? And if so, which ones do you love?
They sure are. I grew up using so many different ones, especially fresh, because I lived in a farm for a good part of my childhood. So it's just a matter of going in the backyard and getting something. Cumin, oregano, basil are some that come to mind. It's funny because I grew up in Brazil, so the names come to mind in Portuguese. So I'm having trouble translating them in my head. But cinnamon, oh gosh, cinnamon, everything to this day. So spices and herbs are definitely a part of how I learn how to cook and continue to learn how to cook.
All right, so let's just quickly impress upon everyone that they are not just flavor additives. They are huge nutrient additives. A little bit goes a long way. Could you just touch on that?
Yes, that's what people sometimes don't realize, is that by switching salt for herbs and spices, they're not just gaining flavor, but also some nutrients. A lot of these different herbs and spices have some essential oils and some special antioxidants you can only get in them that can really add to health benefits. So it's kind of a win-win. And each one of them comes with their own little prized possessions of combined vitamins and minerals and other components. So I think it's fun to go through a couple of them individually, maybe, and talk about each one.
Yeah, well, we said we picked five. So let's start with the one I mentioned first out. My favorite now, for sure, is cumin. And I bet a lot of people don't use cumin. Yeah. Do you use cumin?
I do. Great way to use it is in chili, or in different sauces, stews, and even dips. I mean, you might have already had cumin and not even realized, because it's often mixed in like taco seasoning or other spices to make curry, for example. So you might have had it, but by itself, it does have also a very distinctive nutty taste that is slightly peppery, maybe a little bit spicy. Some people find it, other people not. It has to do because of some of the components. The main component, it's a really hard word to pronounce, is cumaldehyde, and that's why the name cumin. But this little component has been found to aid in digestion. And it's actually even used in some topical and oral medication in different countries. And I found out that here in the U.S., for animals, they use it. So, but it works for humans, too. So it's a great one for digestion.
It's something about animals. They seem to get it first, and then finally they introduce it to humans. But, cumin just adds. And you can start off with a mild touch, and then eventually you're going to want to add more, because you'll just become so attracted to the flavors. But we love cumin. Turmeric has been in the news a lot lately for its medicinal benefits, and I love it. I put it in a lot of things, including eggs. How about you?
Yeah, turmeric is kind of a new one to me. To be honest, I wasn't introduced into it till later. It wasn't a common one, but it's super versatile. It's an herb, again, also part of curry. So if you ever eaten that, you probably had some. But it's very bright yellow. So, and a lot of times it's even used to color things, and used in some mustards, for example. Sometimes you can find some turmeric in there. It's orangey yellowish. But again, another one that comes packed with some great benefits. It contains an essential oil. It contains manganese, iron, potassium, fiber, vitamin B6, and the list go on. As a matter of fact, you know, it became popular because ages ago, it's a long tradition to be used turmeric in Asian medicine to treat a vast majority, I mean, a number of different things, including chest pain or bruises, even toothaches. And nowadays, they're looking at the antioxidants present in turmeric and how can they help in the defense against arthritis and different joint diseases, even inhibiting cell growth, which means lowering risk of different cancers like colon cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer. So, so the benefits are immense. It's pretty easy to use. You can even mix it into smoothies. I found a recipe recently that had carrots and turmeric, and it tastes really good. And you can mix it into cakes, cookies, juices. The list goes on. So, really good one to get it in your list of herbs and spices to try.
I want to remind people again, just a little bit. You don't have to put like a teaspoon or half teaspoon. You can just put a sprinkle here and a sprinkle there. You put it on popcorn. As I mentioned, eggs. I love it in egg salad, but I also like cumin in egg salad. And I love, I use curry as well. But I want to get to cayenne, which people are familiar with, but maybe don't use enough of because it is so good for you.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. All of these, you know, they're usually dried, and which means the water has been removed, so you're left over with this very powerful powder. So a little bit goes a long way. Absolutely, you don't, you know, because a lot of people say, "Oh, it's expensive," but it'll last you a while, and you can buy just a little bit at a time too if you're not sure about it. Cayenne, gosh, so common, right? Cayenne pepper, and a lot of people don't know that it does actually pack some vitamins in there. So when you don't use salt and add a little cayenne pepper instead, it will add some spices, some hot flavor. But it'll also add some vitamin A, some vitamin B6, some vitamin C, vitamin K, manganese, and even some fiber. I thought that was really great. You can get some fiber out of pepper. Yeah. But all of these that I listed are really great for cardiovascular health, as well as immune system performance. So there you go. You're boosting your heart health and protecting yourself from common cold. Win-win. So definitely add some more cayenne pepper.
And please don't be afraid to serve it to your children. Kids want flavor. We do our Kid Critics taste tests, and we taste test products and recipes. And the more flavor, the happier they are. They like spicy. They don't want bland, blah foods. And that's where we started off by saying we're turning your blah family meals to brilliant ones. And kids do love flavors. So introduce them to them young. Anti-inflammatory is another big benefit from all of these that you've mentioned. And that's big. That's a big deal today. So since inflammation is basis of so many diseases, most diseases, so there's another reason to eat them. Okay, cinnamon. Most people relegate cinnamon to baking, but oh my gosh, there's so much more you can do with it, right, Carolina?
Yeah, you can put cinnamon in everything, and I literally mean everything. We have a recipe on Kid Critics for cinnamon meatballs that are a fan favorite. You know, kids love it, adults
amazing.
Love it. And there you go, using cinnamon in a different way. And there's no salt, so you can just add more cinnamon. Cinnamon really brings the sweetness out of natural flavors in fruit. So just by sprinkling cinnamon on banana, it's sweeter. It really is. Try it. If you don't believe me, just put it to the test. But more importantly, I want to finish up because I know we're running out of time, is cinnamon has been on the news a lot because of all the health benefits it has. And indeed, a lot of studies are coming out pointing in its powerful punch that it has. It's one of the highest antioxidant strength in the food sources in nature. The ORAC value, which is what measures antioxidants, off the roof. So its potential to not only prevent but cure disease is out there, and people are looking into it and studying. So add cinnamon. And thank you, everyone. I think it was fun. It went by way too fast. We have more spices to talk about, so we'll have to do another podcast on spices and herbs. But in the meantime, know you can always find us on RadioMD.com, and stay well.